Manx Radio's update with Chris Pearson.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30 and this is Update for Friday, 17th February from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the Isle of Man, plus Manx Sport, Business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person. Tonight, £600. That's the financial cost for every successful prosecution of a drug driver to the taxpayer. The Department of Enterprise wants to scrap the work permit system to encourage more skilled workers. What do you think of the way the island dealt with COVID-19? The independent reviewer wants your thoughts. £6 million, that's how much we pay annually in subvention to keep Ronald's Way open. The infrastructure minister says it's needed. And we'll hear how Culture Vanin is marking St Patrick's Day.
Man Benham, for all your business and legal needs.
It's 5:31 and here's Christian Jones with the headlines. Faster my Christian.
Faster my. The cost of prosecuting drug drivers on the island is cheaper than dealing with traffic collisions caused by those driving under the influence. The Department of Home Affairs says that's a perspective that has to be taken, despite concerns it's putting pressure on police budgets. There are hopes a major shake-up to the work permit system will help bolster industry sectors and address ongoing critical labour shortages across the economy. The move follows government's ambitions of attracting 15,000 more people and growing the island's skilled workforce. And the woman leading an independent review into the COVID-19 pandemic says she wants to hear about the effect of government decisions on Manx residents. Kate Brunner-Casey has already heard from politicians and public bodies about things like border restrictions, testing, schools and business support. In international news, the International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant against Vladimir Putin. It accuses the Russian president of being responsible for war crimes in Ukraine. The UK government and education unions have agreed to hold intensive talks about pay and conditions. They're expected to go through the weekend. And a senior Conservative MP is under investigation over allegations he lobbied the head of the NHS on behalf of a firm he was receiving money from. Steve Bryan chairs the Commons Health Committee. Those are the update news headlines.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face to face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
How very rude of me. Christian was about to say there'll be an update at 6 and you can keep up to speed online at manxradio.com. Weather-wise, sea state slight or moderate, falling slight overnight. Here's how it looks for the weekend. For the rest of Friday, remaining cloudy overnight with the risk of coastal mist or fog developing in places. Staying mostly dry, light southerly winds and a low of 8 degrees. Saturday, cloudy again with the risk of some coastal mist or fog in places during the morning. A band of rain arriving later Saturday afternoon. Light to moderate southwesterly winds veering northwesterly and increasing. A high tomorrow of 11. And for Sunday, dry for much of the day with some sunny intervals first thing. Turning cloudier through the day ahead of rain arriving Sunday evening. 9 degrees your high. Next high water tonight at 7:59 at 5.7 metres. Next low water tomorrow at 2:34 a.m. 2 metres. And then the high water tomorrow at 8:32 at 5.6 metres. Sun setting tonight 6:26 and rising again tomorrow morning at 6:26.
Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke splashbacks for your kitchen in any colours. Speak to the team on 674 573.
It costs around £600 each time to prosecute drug drivers on the island, but that's cheaper than dealing with traffic collisions caused by those driving under the influence. The Department of Home Affairs says that's the perspective that has to be taken, despite concerns it's putting pressure on police budgets. Chief Officer Dan Davis and DHA Minister Jane Paul Wilson spoke with Andy Wint on The Man in Line today.
It is an issue that we are aware of, and I think there are various ways we can try and tackle this. So one of the interesting things is, of course, as technology and science develops and changes, the type of test that you could conduct also changes. But actually, we've provided in our legislation for a specific way of testing. So one of the routes we can pursue is to look at whether we can adapt legislation. Now, our road legislation is actually owned by the Department of Infrastructure. So that would be a piece of work where Home Affairs would look to engage with infrastructure and see if we can make some changes, which would help us just bring the cost down if we could change the test.
Are there more drug driving cases than drink driving cases, Dan?
I think that's been the case lately, yes, definitely. The police have
really used the powers since they were introduced at the start of the year, and they find that there are a prolific number of particularly younger people who choose to drive while under the influence of drugs.
So if it's costing £600 for the drugs wipe and everything, and £125 in prosecution costs, it's costing the department £475.
Yeah, and there is precedent in the UK where a judge, I think, has ruled that you cannot claim back the costs of the investigation of a case, only the costs of prosecuting the case, if that makes sense. So it's unlikely the department will be able to recover the full costs. But I think if you look at the cost of a road traffic collision, actually, the benefit to society of taking people off the roads who believe that it's okay to drive while under the influence of any form of substance, you know, it's around about £2.2 million, the cost of a fatality in a road traffic collision. So in those ways, the department, I think, is bringing a broader benefit to society.
The Department of Enterprise is looking to abolish the work permit system in the hopes of removing barriers to speculative skilled workers who are looking to move and work on the Isle of Man. The current system sees those who are based off the island seeking employment required to obtain one. Candidates are assessed on factors, including whether or not there are any suitable Manx workers available in the sector, the level of unemployment in the trade, or any likely social consequences of granting or rejecting the application. Christian Jones has been speaking with Enterprise Minister Tim Johnston.
There's still a perception that it's a barrier, I think. In discussions we have with business and talking to people who've been through the process, it does create uncertainty. We're seeing that and recognising that it's maybe time to do more and to make more change. Looking ahead at the moment, I think we can say that the idea would be to remove these, and they would be removed for the foreseeable future.
The reforms will act as a blanket change across all industries and sectors. Governments say some occupations may still require them, though it's not clear which ones, and it appears feedback given from the consultation will assist in a decision on that. However, Mr. Johnston did tell me there will still be certain checks in place.
For example, those who got criminal convictions. So we want to make sure that there are still some framework in place. We're still looking at having a form of registration. So the employer would still be needing to register a new employee who comes from away. That helps us build data so we know who's here and we have an understanding of salaries, and because it's important that we also understand our jobs market more.
According to the department, the island is facing ongoing critical labour shortages across the economy. The most recent labour market report shows 746 vacancies with a 0.7% unemployment rate. The ILO predicts this figure to be 1.7%, though. So is that a critical shortage?
There's 1 in 5 job vacancies in the health service at the moment. Some of the concerns we have about what's happening in health and where we're trying to take it with the transformation, these are critical shortages. And I think we're seeing some of these shortages right across the economy. For example, in finance at the moment, there's over 400 vacancies in the finance industry on the island at the moment. So we need to be doing anything we can to try and reduce those numbers.
Update. Brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300.
The woman tasked with leading the independent review into the COVID-19 pandemic on the island says she wants to hear about the effect the government decisions had. The public engagement phase of the investigation will start later this month. Kate Bronner, KC, has already heard from politicians and public bodies. She told Simon Richardson that she's keen to cover a wide range of topics.
Well, it's certainly a very broad remit, because what I'm looking at is all aspects of a government's handling of the pandemic. And so that covers so many things, doesn't it? From education through to the border closures, from procurement through to what happened in the hospitals. And in relation to all those topics, it is a little complex in the sense that what I want to make sure is that I don't just hear from the side of government and those in the civil service, but I also hear from the public on all of those topics. So I really want to make sure that I have a very broad range of views before I sit down towards the end of the year and start to reach my conclusions. What we're doing is in 4 separate places around the island, we're holding drop-in sessions for a couple of hours at a time. And any member of the public is welcome to come in and to talk to me, and also I'll be there with another member of the review team. And I really just want to hear from people about a really broad range of things that affected them, because what I'm trying to do is to evaluate the government's response. And the way to do that is to understand what the effect of government decisions are. So I really encourage people to come along and to talk to me. It'll be a relatively informal setting. And I really want to understand what the experience was for everyone on the island during the pandemic.
Government can't afford to lose influence at the Isle of Man Airport. That's the view of Infrastructure Minister, who will put forward a report looking into the function, future and form of Ronald's Way to Tynwald next month. It currently requires a £6 million annual subvention from taxpayers to maintain services. But Chris Thomas says there's a balance to be struck.
The most important thing is making our airport work better for people as they travel through it, arriving or leaving. So therefore, things are happening all of the time. We have negotiated very strongly with the EasyJets and the Loganairs and the Emerald Airlines that provide scheduled services to the island, and we welcome other airlines to fly here, but inside the constraints we're beginning to put in place. What we now need is we need a board that can provide challenge to politicians, but most importantly to the airport management on their own terms. In other words, we need a board, which is what we've set up before Christmas and we're going to strengthen it shortly, to actually provide day-to-day leadership in the sense that they're responsible for the overall governance and the strategic development of the airport.
I suppose ultimately the travelling public just want a vibrant airport that is effective, efficient and gets them from A to B when they want to go. How close are we to that?
Well, some of the issues are difficult to solve. So basically, we are short of air traffic controllers. We can't pretend otherwise, but we've got recruitment in training. We've got some other remediation measures in place. We can't force airlines to fly to the island, and many more people now travel by sea than used to, and we've seen that on the steam packet. So it's not, there's no quick fix, there's no silver bullet, to keep mixing metaphors, but I definitely think that every month people will begin to notice that things are getting better.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
18 minutes to 6. No delays reported. Things looking good for the crossings. Ben McCree due into Douglas at 6 o'clock this evening, departing again at 7.45, into Heysham for 11.30 tonight. Leaving Heysham at 2.15, back into Douglas at 6 o'clock, and the 8.45 sailing for the Ben McCree due to go off on time tomorrow, arriving on the other side at 12.30.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
A British soldier has been jailed for more than 5 years after importing 14 kilos of cannabis to the Isle of Man. Jordan Ashley Brayford from Bentley in Stoke-on-Trent was sentenced today after admitting acting as a courier. Tessa Hawley has this report from Douglas Courthouse.
The 29-year-old travelled to the island on the 27th of January in a Mercedes van, but abandoned it in a lane in Greba shortly afterwards. The following day, he went to Ramsey Police Station and told officers he couldn't remember where he'd left it and couldn't find the keys. He also claimed he was on the island to mountain bike and clear his head, but told officers he'd given his bike away to some children after cycling between pubs. Checks showed Brayford was absent without leave from the 25 Training Regiment Royal Logistics Corps in East Yorkshire, and he was arrested. When officers located his van, they found it damaged with the keys in the ignition. Two sophisticated hide panels operated by remote control were also discovered. They were concealing 30 packages of cannabis bush, which had a street value of £284,000. Brayford later admitted to producing the Class B drug and possessing it with intent to supply. His advocate told the court his client's behaviour had been erratic and bizarre, and he'd been in a vulnerable position and amenable to suggestion. The court heard Brayford had joined the army in February last year before passing out 4 months later, an event described as the proudest moment of his life. His advocate said joining the British Army was a lifelong aspiration, but revealed he'd now been discharged, adding that has all been taken away from him due to his own stupidity. Sentencing Brayford to 61 months in custody, Deemster Cook said it was a bizarre set of circumstances. Brayford will also be excluded from the Isle of Man for 5 years on his release.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
SVB Financial Group, the parent company of collapsed Silicon Valley Bank, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in America. In a statement today, it said SVB Securities and SVB Capital Funds and general partner entities are not included in the filing and continue to operate normally. UK and European markets opened higher after Credit Suisse and First Republic Bank received financial help. Asia-Pacific markets were higher after major Wall Street banks pledged a deposit of $30 billion in First Republic Bank in an attempt to bolster confidence. Oil prices were little changed after a meeting between Saudi Arabia and Russia calmed markets. Gold prices rose, buoyed by a weaker dollar, and were poised for their biggest weekly gain since mid-November.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
At the close, the FTSE 100 closed up 1.34% at 7,510. DAX closed up 0.95% at 15,107. At 5 o'clock, Dow Jones was up 1.17% at 32,246. Standard & Poor's 500 up 1.76% at 3,960. And NASDAQ was up 2.48% at 11,717. Exchange rates, the pound will buy 1.214 US dollars and 1.139 euros. In commodities, gold is up 0.59% at $1,930 per troy ounce, and Brent crude is trading at $75.31, a rise of 0.92% per barrel.
The world was a very different place when Ramsey Crookall set up business back in 1946. But his passion for providing outstanding service and looking after every client as if they were one of the family has endured for over 76 years. So, if you're looking for the continuity of a personal, bespoke investment strategy, perhaps it's time to look at our discretionary services. Trustworthy, dependable and tailored. Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
If you're heading out onto the water or hanging around coastal areas over the weekend, here's what you can expect. The wind for Saturday, southeasterly, force 3 or less, veering south or southwest, force 3 or 4. Wave height 0.5 to 0.8 metres. Wave period 6 to 7 seconds, becoming 4 to 5 seconds. High tide 8.32 tomorrow morning and 9.09 tomorrow evening. For Sunday, wind northwesterly, force 3 or 4, backing south or southwest early afternoon on Sunday, before increasing force 4 or 5 later. Wave height 0.5 to 1 metres. The wave period 4 to 5 seconds, and the high tide Sunday 9.36 in the morning, again and at 2 minutes past 10 in the evening. Sea temperature currently around the island is 8 degrees.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and see a range of products from windows to doors, mirrors to splashbacks. Manxglass.com. Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates.
This weekend could be the start of seeing the next generation of Manx volleyball players, with Volleyball Isle of Man holding tryouts to select younger players aged between 15 and 17. The island club has also announced an exciting UK competition will return to the island later this year. Volleyball Isle of Man's Natalie Wood explains what their hopes are with getting younger people involved in the sport.
The goal eventually, I think, is to even maybe have a junior league on island as well, if there's enough interest down the road. And we've actually just had 10 level one coaches qualified, which is a huge thing for us. So they're actually going to gain some experience doing this as well. We've had a good interest. We've got quite a few who are keen to try it out. So we hope to just keep growing that, really.
The fact that it is, like, say, 12 and not necessarily like, say, other sports might do, like, you know, 40, 50, 60 huge sessions. Is that an ideal place for Volleyball Isle of Man right now, that it's manageable so that you can actually give the best time to these young players who are trying it out?
Yeah, I think that's a very true statement, because with volleyball as well, there's only 6 people on the court at a time. So to have the smaller numbers and allow the coaches to be able to provide that in-depth individual training, I think that's ideal at the moment.
The return of a UK tournament effectively coming to the Isle of Man later this year in May. The UK Invitational is back after its first one on the Isle of Man last year. How exciting is that?
We are very much looking forward to it. We've actually got 4 men's teams already confirmed and 3 women's teams. So more than last year already. And everyone has been super keen to get over here. and play some volleyball.
Now, we spoke the last time that the UK Invitational came around and the fact that it was a bit of a milestone, really, for Volleyball Alderman to be able to host that. So what's, I suppose, developed in the meantime? How can this get bigger and better each time?
I think just being able to invite more teams over and just grow the size of the tournament in general is awesome, because it just provides different teams, different levels of competition to play against, which is great experience for our players on island.
Manx Radio Sport.
10 to 6, Fastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. Starting with football, and another big weekend awaits in Manx football as we head into the final stages of the league season. Among the pick of the ties tomorrow are two second versus third battles. In the Canada Life Men's Premier League, second place Union Mills host third place Corinthians at Gary Moore. Meanwhile, in Division 2, Michael United in second host Castletown in third. The Northern side could go 11 points clear of their opponents with a victory tomorrow to take a vice-like grip on the final promotion spot. All matches across the divisions on Saturday will kick off at 2:30 p.m. There are no games on Sunday this week due to it being Mother's Day. Moving on, and just a handful of games now remain in the Manx hockey season, and points and results across the divisions are becoming more valuable than ever. Matches are again scheduled to take place tomorrow, and many eyes could be on the Men's Premier League, where the title could be decided this weekend. Manx Radio hockey correspondent Ben Cunningham has more details.
Backers A, the league leaders, are playing bottom of the league, backers B. If backers A are to win, then backers A will be crowned champions. Backers A will definitely be going out for this one, and they know that against their B team, they should be favourites.
You can see a full list of hockey fixtures on Ireland this Saturday at manxradio.com. And in rugby, whilst there may be no senior teams in action this weekend, an exciting contest awaits for one of the island's youth teams on home soil. Vagabonds under-15s will take part in the Cheshire Plate semi-final against Stockport at Bala Fletcher at noon on Saturday. Manx Radio's rugby correspondent Dave Christian thinks there could be a great turnout of support for this one. He also explains why tournaments and games like this are important for youth players looking to make the jump to senior level in the near future.
Aged under-15 is getting to the top end of the junior age grades, and they can't play men's rugby be until they're 17 and have been formally assessed. So there's a little bit of a gap there where there's not really sufficient interest in terms of player numbers.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Got some warnings of fog on the mountain roads. Take care and be aware of that if you're driving that way. Douglas Victoria Road closed between Broadway and Marathon Road for resurfacing. In Paul Rose, the junction of Paul Rose Road and Alder Road by the Methodist Church is closed for work on a new pedestrian crossing. In Ramsey, Canals Lane closed between Parliament Street and Water Street. Jerby, the Ballymenock Road is closed. There's a series of phase closures for water mains replacement. Three legs of Man Classic Rally taking place today and tomorrow. The highlights for tomorrow's stages include Little London Road, 10:30 to 1 o'clock, West Keller Road in Solby from 11:15 tomorrow until 1:45, Ballyburna Road in Mackle from 11:15 to 3:45, and the final Three Legs of Man event for tomorrow, Hibernia Back Road from 1:15 until 3:45. Just one flight delay to mention, Loganair 698 from Manchester, which was due in at 25 past 5, now due in any minute at 5 to 6.
H&H Motorcycles.im for all your motorcycle requirements. Southgate Industrial Estate, opposite Quayside Tyres. Call 665646. You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
A rejuvenated FC Isle of Man face fellow in-form side this weekend in the NWCFL Premier Division when they welcome Longridge Town to the Bowl on Saturday night. Rob Pritchard has this.
Yeah, very much so. I think like we're sixth or seventh or eighth in the form table, you know, us and Longridge. So, you know, we're both doing quite well. You know, they've got two games in hand of most people down at the bottom end of the table. So we'd expect them to move away from us a little bit. You know, we're not really kind of in a competition with Longridge, but they're playing well. They're getting some results and it'll be a stiff test for us again. You know, there's no easy wins or easy points from this league at all. You know, whoever you're playing, wherever they are in the league, they're going to give you a really stiff test, and if you're not at your best, you're in for a difficult afternoon. So I don't expect anything different from Longridge. You know, they beat Northwich 2-1 and were 1-0 down until the 85th minute and then went on to score two goals and won the game. So, you know, they're not giving up. You know, they're clearly a strong side that are going to keep playing right till the final whistle. So, yeah, it'll be a real challenge. challenge, but we're looking forward to it.
Like you say, Longridge beating Northwich, who you drew to last weekend, and those goals coming late on from Longridge to win that. So what do you think that means in terms of how resilient you've got to be as a unit for a full 90 to 95 minutes to make sure you get a result?
Yeah, we have to do, that's just a given, and it's part of how we've built our better performances and results over the last few weeks. So I'd expect that to be something that we see on a regular basis now for the group all the way through to the season. It shouldn't be something that we're striving to achieve. It should be something that we do as normal, really. And then that gives us a solid platform to hopefully go on and you know, get some points and maybe win the game. So yeah, look, we know what we're good at, and we know the areas where we need to make sure we're really mindful of. I mean, it's a case of just keeping developing that again on Saturday. And if we do well and we perform to the levels that we're capable of, which will be need to probably be better than we were on Sunday, then we'll do well. And if we do well, we'll have a good chance of winning a game of football.
FC Isle of Man interim manager Paul Jones chatting with Rob Pritchard. Today is St Patrick's Day, and to mark the occasion, Culture Vannin is highlighting the Irish patron saint's connections with the Isle of Man. James Franklin says signs of his influence are all over the island.
The great thing about the Isle of Man is that if we could go back before the Reformation, it would be a lot easier to understand how important St Patrick is for the island. I think today we kind of assume that he's an Irish saint and not ours. But I think if we went back hundreds of years to before the Reformation, we'd see that St Patrick is, for the Manx at that time, just as much theirs or ours as he was for the Irish. And we can see this in things like St Patrick's Isle, where Peel Castle is, or the parish of Patrick, or churches like the parish church of Jerby, which is dedicated to the saint, or any number of keels all over the island. But they're kind of the top-down things from the authority of the island, the kind of upper classes, as it were. But there's also wonderfully the kind of the lower strata of society. You kind of see their connection to the saints through the folklore. And there are a large number of sites which have stories connected to the saint. Various monuments and sites around the island connected to the saint, which show us just how Manx the saint was in some sense.
Happy St Patrick's Day if you're celebrating it. That's it for Update, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Christian Jones and producer Rhiann Evans. Stay tuned after the news. Rob Pritchard has the weekend sport review. Preview.
The Manx Gaelic. The mother tongue of Alan Vannin, the Isle of Man. You can catch up with more of Manx Radio's Manx language programmes in the weekly podcast Abershen Rish. Say that again.
Abershen Rish.
Shen A, that's the one.
Wouldn't it be marvellous to take a stroll along a restored Queen's Pier in Ramsey? Help make this a reality by supporting the Queen's Pier Restoration Trust, where donations and volunteers are welcome. A small monthly donation would help. You can purchase a personalised plank as a lasting legacy, or leave something in your will. We need your support to help save this historic landmark. Find out more at qprt.in. This audio has been kindly sponsored by Paul Carey and Sons.
I didn't know where to turn to protect me and my children from my violent husband.
My partner verbally abused me, controlled how much money I could spend and who I could talk to.
But my advocate was compassionate and helped me with the police to stop the abuse.
My advocate helped me to get a court order to protect me and stay in my home.
If you need assistance, call Advocate Smith Torbitts Unsworth Limited on 677 888 or email reception at advocates.co.im.
Is it time for your next step on the career ladder? A visit to orchardrecruitment.com could be the ideal start. Our fully responsive website enables you to quickly apply for jobs, upload and store your CV, manage job alerts, and chat live with our expert recruiters. Right now, we're looking for people in the trust and corporate service sectors. Are you a compliance analyst, a tax manager, administrator, accountant, or something similar? Then visit orchardrecruitment.com today. Orchard Recruitment, a refreshing change.
Quality, economy, that's what we're all about.
Imagine relaxing in your new luxury bathroom with the latest bathroom suite. Or how about a stunning wet room with contemporary designer tiles? Turn your dreams into reality at a price you can afford at Pacesetter. Visit the Pacesetter Bathroom and Tile Showroom, Harris Terrace.
That's what we're all about.
Take control of buying tyres and arranging vehicle servicing when you visit tyres.im, where you can check out the wide price range, order your tyres online and book into Quayside Tyres for a fixed price or full warranty service. It's easy to book your slot at a time to suit from the comfort of your laptop or phone. And you can even spread the cost over 4 months interest-free. Find a wide range of services and book online now at tyres.im.
Southkey Douglas, don't delay, have safer tyres today. Quayside!
Savour the authentic taste of Piccolino restaurants at home with our new range of delicious frozen Italian pizza and pasta. Exclusive frozen brands at ShopRite Douglas.
Broadcasting from Douglas in the Isle of Man on smartphone and smart speaker, online and on AM and FM. This is Manx Radio.